Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Jiggle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Monday, June 16th, 2025.
Yeah.
All damn day. How's it going?
You know, it's pretty good.
Did you have a nice Father's Day?
Oh, man. It was great.
Oh, that means... I'm not going to say what I think that means.
Say it.
Your family was out of town?
No, I'm going to tell you what it was. I woke
up. It's just you always purvey this kind of thing that you enjoy your time alone at the house, and I get that. I've come to enjoy mine.
Oh, you got to have a public persona, you know, that you put out there. You can't be like honest about this stuff.
Yeah, right. Like it,
you can't be.
You've heard my memory on this show. I'm going to ask you in 2 minutes what we were talking about prior to this little thing, but yeah, I don't know how old school wrestlers used to do it, other than just living the character, because so you'd never forget.
We found out exactly how they do it. They try to work you into seeing something that you saw that you didn't see.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ric Flair's a liar.
See, I was going to use him as the example, but not in that way. Like when Magnum T.A., the great Terry Allen, not of Clemson fame, but of wrestling, he had that, you know, the awful...
Greatest baby face ever.
I mean, for real. Like, he had a career-ending ending injury, leaving Greenville. Like, what's with playing Greenville and then having a tragic situation? Magnum? Skinner?
Dude.
Paige is stuck on 385 right now.
Dude.
I coasted right through that melee.
I did too.
And I really didn't even coast because there was 18. Well, I'm embellishing. You're right. There's about eight cops.
Thoughts with you if you were in the truck because it was smashed on a hill.
It was already on a rollback. They were cleaning up the. But there were seriously like eight cops. I'm like, boy, you do not want to see this. And then she said she's stuck it. And I'm like,
do you think she's listening right now?
No, she doesn't. Okay. She doesn't like the show unless she's on it.
Dude, her phone drives me nuts.
Can I guess?
Yeah, I guess.
No.
Don't.
I'm not going to. I would not.
You would have got it, I think, within a couple.
You absolutely think so?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. You remember that show?
Yep.
That's incredible? It's before the internet, before the media could take all of our goods, meaning, you know, how the local news would interview people, and then those people would go on to doing, like, Where's the Beef commercials. Remember those old ladies?
Where's the beef?
You remember the...
I had the stickers as a kid, but I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what is this?
I didn't know what it, like...
There were poofy stickers, though.
Dude, I mean, I remember the exact stickers, and I'm like, where was the There was no branding on there for it.
Nope.
Like, it was like...
Some old lady saying, where's the beef?
It's like if you saw the little Taco Bell Chihuahua, and it didn't have a little, scarf around its neck or a little beret or sombrero on, you wouldn't say, oh, look, it's the Taco Bell dog. You would just say, yo quiero Taco Bell.
And people said it wrong, and I'm like... Why is he calling me a queer and telling me to go to Taco Bell?
You queero Taco Bell. No, it's Señor Quero. Which we'll find later what that means.
Yeah, like did he have a name? Because that dog was huge.
My dad, he's probably smiling right now. Oh, Matthew, don't do this to me. My dad collected the plush.
Oh, yeah. People put him in the back of the car.
He put him on his desk. They're still there. The desk, which was my old bedroom. Isn't that interesting? The other bedroom stayed as is. Posters on the wall.
Man.
Scrapbooks.
It's now a historical monument.
They made a
mine's movie. Like, no, I'm erased. My hospital I was born in's gone. The first house I ever lived in's gone. They're erasing my life.
Oh.
Trying to.
It's like The Matrix. Or there, some movie like that. Go ahead.
I'm just like, this was, I think, off of, well, after a little bit, the Taco Bell dog, but Chihuahuas were so big. They made a freaking movie after it.
They're cute.
Really?
You remember the Beverly Hills Chihuahua
movie?
Oh,
God, yeah.
I want to say George Lopez was in it. Like, that was his deal.
Hmm.
It's like, you doing a movie about it. Look, I can't knock it because you made a lot of money. And you look weird now with your long hair, but still made a lot of money.
He does, doesn't he? Like, I guess when you hit that level of money, like, you, I mean, look at Al Pacino. You just like,
oh my
you know
God.
What? I don't even care. I do
hey,
not.
Buddy.
I do not care. Adam Sandler, another great example. I do not care.
Pacino goes out. He lives, I saw this video. He lives in Beverly Hills, and he goes out and runs. But he wears, like, all black when he runs, and it's usually jogging pants and, like, some long sweatshirt.
And is he running, or just like trotting?
Like a slight jog, whatever somebody in
like
the
80s would do. Like a silver sneaker?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then people know his route, so they'll go up to him, and he's like, oh, you want to take a video? Hey, buddy. I got to go. It's like everybody stops him. And I was like, I don't know if I want to meet Al Pacino
under
dressed
that,
like that.
Well,
he's the devil, you know.
Yeah, because
he really is.
He's a guy's great.
Vanity's
movie,
his favorite sin.
Great movie.
Yes.
That's my favorite fair. Used to be Upper South Carolina, but they charge me for an appearance. They all do. That's the new thing. They're going to do it for fun now.
Were you mad because you didn't win the Confederate flag glasses? Fine glasses?
No, I wanted the Confederate flag mirror. Which I never realized that as a child or even probably up until high school time did I realize what was with, especially down at the, you see in Gatlinburg, you see it in Myrtle Beach at the pavilion, you're spending humpteens of dollars to try to win a mirror with your favorite rock and roll band image on the mirror. Like, why? Who needs a mirror that you, first off, I'm being sarcastic now. A mirror, but you can't see your face in it because there's the AC/DC logo with the horns. Like, what is it? Oh, cocaine. I see
you
now.
You get hooked onto it.
Okay, cocaine.
I tried to win a 5x7 picture of Troy Aikman, and I wasn't even a Cowboys fan. I was like, why do I want this?
A 5x7.
I'd rather have the racist pint glasses than the Troy Aikman.
Oh, my God.
Picture.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, man.
If there was no Confederate flag, there would be no fair. Just,
I mean, you know, there wouldn't be. Like, here's the thing.
Saw the merch.
How many jobs have been? Now, if they're making them overseas, then I have issues. I have issues. But if those are creating American jobs, like.
Could you imagine the Chinese making Confederate flags trying to figure out?
Well, they're making American ones. I mean, come on. Which is, God, that is, I mean, come on. That is like. I mean, I you know, some people feel differently. I understand that. But, like, to me personally, patriotism is like a big deal. Like, I give it, you know, a little bit of sanctity, I guess, in a sense, like, as far as that goes. But, like, that should be – that's sacred, or it's sacrilege to have a flag made in another country. Like, I honest to God feel that way. I'd rather pay more for it here. Can you believe it? I'd rather pay more. God, what am I saying? I really would, though, if they could prove it. Like, I scan a code on the box, and it does, like, a quick 90-minute reel showing me, or 90 seconds.
That's
like a movie. A 90-second reel showing.
I feel like that's something you shouldn't pay for. Like, you should get a free one. One a year.
Agreed with that as well. Yeah.
Well, remember,
or at
right
least
after,
a cool sticker to put on your car.
After 9/11, everybody was flying an American flag. Now you don't see them anymore.
I mean,
nope. No, you know what? I saw a good many of them over the weekend, actually. I didn't go any particular place. No. I did see a lot of them being flown. And
what if the Chinese guy that makes it wipes his ass with it? Like, I don't want that. You don't do that to my flag. You know, as a protest or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if they make him in Russian, they spit on your flag. Here, have fun. Fly. Like, I don't want
you
that.
You know, I mean, yeah, like, I don't want you to spit in my face or whatever, but my mama for years licked her thumb and rubbed it across my face to get stuff off.
That's the mom
of
thing
me.
Here.
Yeah. I don't want a comrade, you know.
Did your mom do the reach over thing in the car, too?
Watch out now. What does that mean?
Did you do that?
What is that? You got to see the way her body is in here, y'all. She's leaning like I'm the passenger. That's she's the leaning over there, that's making the sure thing. My seatbelt.
She on. Stopped short.
Yeah,
that's what she just did. You stopped short.
She didn't have to.
You just do it because you don't want your kid to fall through the windshield.
You know about just when you hit the brakes hard, you put your hand there.
You can't help it.
I know. I'm.
She stopped. You stole Costanza's move. You stopped short.
Mm-hmm. I'd do it for, like, if it's a bag of groceries. I don't want my stuff spilling everywhere.
Kramer stole it. Now you stole it.
I don't want my milk spilled. I want my tater spilled. I want my baby.
What did I see that in the commercial?
I showed you the behind.
Well, that's what it was.
Behind the music of the guys who recorded that song, and it was like a real, like, I don't know what you call it, like a Motown style kind of like. Yeah, I'm white. I can't do it.
You know what though?
I'm sitting there snapping off key like.
For me, that song is never going to register for the restaurant that it's supposed to be for. Like, I'm always going to think of Fat Bastard singing it in Austin Powers.
Yeah, but this next line in it, like, it re-emphasizes. Yep. You know where to get it.
He even says it, too. I'm like, I'm never going to think of the restaurant when I hear that song.
God bless it. If we do a BDA this week, I'm gonna refine. I gotta refine it. I gotta refine that fun video I watched in here off the air.
We gotta do one.
It was like they were like, what is the group? Pentatonix?
Pentatonix, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They're all...
Personal victory.
Pentatonix, what'd you say?
I said Pentatonix. You said pedo.
Pentatonix.
No, I didn't. They're not I said...
We want your baby now, baby now, baby now, baby now.
Give me my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
We want your baby now.
It's Pentatonix.
Oh, yeah. You were right.
Pentatonix. Well, hang on. We just stumbled upon a great bit.
No, we didn't. We stumbled over it and we walked past it.
You can't have your baby back, baby back, baby back.
Give me my son back, my son back. Mel Gibson! Take my son back. Give me back my son.
Oh.
Oh, God. If that is, it might have been two over the line.
I can't remember.
So I'm trying to draw attention to a national problem, Mark.
It is terrible.
What if, like, the... What if Mel Gibson's son That's was the prodigal thing. Son? And he's like, I don't want to come back, Dad. I'll come back when I'm ready.
Dude, what if we mix two movies? Ransom is actually the child he's looking for is the golden child. That's actually his kid.
Oh, man.
Look at that. And that kid had magical powers.
Eddie Murphy going to be in there in some role?
Yeah, I guess he would have to be.
But yeah. You'd have to give him a little nod in that.
We'll find something for him to do.
What did I say? He's going to be in something new, Eddie Murphy. I was like, wow, that's not kind of your role. That's weird. I don't know. Just thinking whatever now.
Play a white guy. Bring that bit back.
No. You know, it's not,
this newspaper.
It's not the time now.
If anybody can do it, it'd be Eddie, right?
Eddie can.
At least he was
already. Did you just send pictures just now?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You son of a bitch. That's funny.
You've been here.
Well, I meant to send them earlier, but I didn't. Because I started
but
to
you've
move.
Continued to send them as we've been on the show right now.
Yeah, I wanted to show you what it was like.
This is like an episode of it's some sitcom.
Crazy.
It's hard to talk mortalist, but you can try. You know, I read something.
We're literally right here. The phone's going off. I'm like, oh, who's this? Oh, Paige sending photos earlier. But right now.
Well, I put them all together. I just didn't send it. That was my bad. I started to move.
Did you think we were calling BS on you? Like,
no,
were you listening?
I just didn't know how far. No, listen. I didn't know how far it went back because you couldn't even get off the interstate at that point.
See, I
the truck's gone. I saw the truck.
I documented it, and I didn't. This was like, I was like at 5:15.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, crap. This is something big right
I
here.
Want that driver to take a drug test, too.
Why?
Company policy.
Why are you pointing it? I'm ducking.
Because I knew I was in trouble when I got off the exit, and I went, oh, no, I'm stuck for a while.
How about I see there's not really a sign. I see some action going, and people are speeding up. I'm like, hang on. You could drive them to a work zone and let them work, let them live.
It must have been really, really, really bad because, like, no, I'm not embellishing it. Like, there was eight cops. Eight.
Oh, yeah, like the whole.
But you know what I noticed over the weekend? And I told my wife about this. I hate saying it because I love cops. I really do.
Oh, I'm backing away.
But I feel like when something's going down, like at a crime scene or maybe like when somebody gets pulled over, I feel like some of you cops are either like in between calls or kind of bored, or maybe it's the end of the shift, but a lot of you come to just hang out. You know, usually, like, you'll see it on the news, like, you got your CSU, you got to have them out there, okay? But you'll have like 20 cops, just like
is that a Law and Order CSU?
No, it's just like a crime scene unit.
Oh, I see.
But you'll have like DOT people, they just hang out like by the 20s, you know, just like standing
there. That's the one I was thinking about, yeah.
DOT and cops.
Like, I don't know what those guys did prior to cell phones. Like, I really, like, what'd you do? Did you just tell?
Looked at blueprints.
Your mama jokes? You had the little tripod out there pretending you were grading the land, like surveying the land.
Tell Terry to bring his blueprints. We're going to be over on 291 just hanging out. Okay. We'll look at a pothole like we're doing something. But
the usual spot, Big Lots parking lot.
You know they call it.
No, man, Duke Power's got that one now. They've had it since Helene. That's where they get that lot now.
Tell Terry to bring the fake blueprints.
FBI gets Home Depot parking lot.
You know what they're doing? Terry's blueprints. The first two are actual blueprints. But when you peel them back, there's like Playgirl or Playboys in there, Hustlers.
Yeah, it was going to be like Ooh La La magazine.
Penthouse. Hey, man.
Ooh La La.
What do you think about this? Well, you got it upside down.
What are you boys going to do today? Well, boss, we figure we go look at some Playgirls and then go to lunch.
We're going to stand around for an hour off 291 and look at them long-distance pissing videos on Instagram.
We're going to identify potholes. This is like, you know, cable companies. Oh, they send the old guys to look out for squirrel chewed cable, but they weren't doing anything.
What they do is one of them gets blindfolded. The other one drives. And as they drive, the one blindfolded has to identify the pothole that they just drove over.
Oh, my God. Like,
he's
where it
blindfolded,
is?
Yeah. It could be like a little YouTube video that could pay back some of the tax money that we pay in for the state, not you hardworking men and women. And also, while we're on that subject, how about people working signs? How about people working signs? Because I saw another one the other day that said, men working. And I go up there and I drive by very slowly. And there was a, looked to be a female. And I was like, I wanted to like honk the horn in support or go and like smash out some windows of a nearby business and let her know I was an ally. To like, to say like, hey, you know, does that bother you at all? Does that bother you at all? Because you like for a minute,
did
like.
Did you assume she was a woman?
No, it absolutely was.
Okay.
It absolutely was.
I like when they're easy to point out.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it. I was like, yeah, you know, maybe it's people working. But I'm like, you know, much like legalizing marijuana and gambling and all the stuff, we'll be the last ones to change those signs. We will.
Yeah, probably. Persons at work.
We're getting ready to print up a bunch of no homeless people signs. We can't change the people working signs right now.
Can't do it.
I don't know what.
Can't sleep here.
You know what the thing is? I have not heard a good solution by anybody, and I don't have one either.
Well, like, what do you do? Like, we don't have four blocks of downtown like Los Angeles to give up to homeless people.
Like, I don't know what the answer is, though. It's like when you said, "Hey, what do we do about the drug problem in America?" I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
I have no clue. I don't know, because I feel like y'all in on it, though.
Build a super wall with like that goes all the way through the ground so you can't tunnel it?
Or like that, what was that TV show? I really liked it for two seasons, and then it just fell apart, where they were under an actual dome. It was like they woke up and their city was combined.
Under the dome?
Uh-uh.
Pretty sure that's what it was.
Was it really? How did they come up with a name?
Well, it was that show. They got families feuding against each other.
You know, in the future, though, like when they show movies, like you'll see like cities are like in big spheres, like out in Vegas. You were taking a big city earlier. I heard you.
Oh.
Through the wall. Yeah, I could hear him.
Through the wall?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had a glass up to it. I was trying to hear him, actually.
It was through the window, yeah, in the wall.
It makes the earwax just roll right out of your ears. It's really good. Speaking of all that fun, many people had pointed out, and honestly, you're going to say, yeah, right, you just want the credit for it.
Whatever.
Many of you did say, and we were thinking about doing it as well, why was it only Jug and Paige who played, Jug being Jeremy Clements, who I don't know his whereabouts. I asked him, I said, text me when you get to...
Mexico.
I hope they don't monetize me just saying that word.
Oh, they shouldn't, right? We're trying to improve relations between us and our, you know, Mexican brethren.
And sistren as yep. well. I think we're going for all those.
And they're in.
Yeah. I've not heard back from him, and he didn't respond to the group text. And I'm like, I don't know. I need to know he's okay. But nevertheless, here we go.
I feel like we helped him, though.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. So it was Paige versus Jeremy Clements in How's Your Spanish? So today, Fatboy and I will play.
I only have one request. I don't know if the room's going to approve it or not. Because we're both going to attempt to speak Spanish, correct?
I am 2 years tall.
Okay, well, I took French in high school, so I'm, when it comes to Spanish, I'm like,
you're good at kissing and surrendering.
I'm like muy at the bottom of the level, though.
Right.
I would prefer to pronounce mine like Dale Jr. does, with an accent if possible.
The way he announced, he said the name of the race, it's actually Hermanos. Like,
Hermano. He already says Toyota.
Toyota.
Daniel Suarez.
Yeah. But, dude, I know. And also, like,
Hermanos.
Well, you know, like, if I saw Dale Jr. walking down 291 in the same gear that he had on at that race, I would think that he was, like, a meth addict. Like, he was wearing, like, a big old backpack and stuff. I'm like, I think Dale Jr. is strapped up to the nines right now. He's got a backpack full of guns on.
Dude, he said when he was he smoked when nobody knew he was a cigarette smoker.
Yeah.
He said he used to sneak cigarettes into the air pipe of his helmet and he'd put a cigarette in it and smoke it.
No way.
Yep. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
That's so unhealthy.
I think Senior found out from the helmet that he was smoking.
Senior's really mustache always looked like he did, but I've never seen a picture with a cigarette in his mouth.
I don't think he did. I
never heard that he did. But he had the mustache of
a
smoker.
Was it yellowed?
It seemed like it was maybe a little red, you know, that tint. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're a white-headed man or like Hulk Hogan, and you're when that mustache is like white, uh-huh. or even a lighter blonde, like it definitely gives it away. It looks like water damage, brown.
Just the stories of Carrie and Junior when they lived together are great.
I don't know. Make young Dale like they did young Rock. Like, I want to see Carrie and Dale Jr. living together. What that was like.
God, and you could work in some current drivers. Like, I don't know who would play Bubba Wallace, but you know you could.
Keenan Thompson.
Just the name.
Good.
One, the key or Peele, whichever one's the pudgier one.
God, he looks more like Peele. Peele yes. could play Bubba Wallace.
Peele is Bubba Wallace. You're absolutely right. Yep. Matter of fact, I tell you. True story. First, are we already past?
Oh, way past. All right. Always are. All right. Just assume we always are.
I'm sorry.
We get excited.
Yeah.
It's been 2 days or whatever.
I know. It's like, it's fun to talk.
I can't talk to my family like I'm on the show. I mean, it doesn't work.
No, there's a time and place for things. So we will do How's Your Spanish Today? Me versus Fat Boy. Me being Matt Man, him being Fat Boy. And
I can't wait to hear what you try to say.
Yeah, because you're getting the person to say that phrase. Essentially, that's the bit now. We both realize that you're just trying to get that person to say that phrase, and you have them saying it in Spanish now. Nevertheless, so that's what we'll be doing
today. If you know any Mexicans, tell them to listen up, because they're going to love it.
It's the same way when there's a lot of fun analogies that I won't use for that. Paige, what are you working on in that play?
Well, we're going to find out why people are told to shut your mouth on this ride. Uh-oh. And also...
Madea mine car.
Yes.
Oh, hang on, honey. Get your hands in the car.
That's probably all we'll get to. Anyways, well, I'm Paige. This is your ex-guy's headlines.
She's already closing the headlines now. All right. Good morning, everyone.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, when news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. So why are people told to shut your mouth? Well, there's a reason for it.
Were they talking about Shaft?
No.
Oh, rest in peace, Richard Roundtree.
Richard Roundtree, the great Dick Roundtree.
No, there's another reason. The Kings Island Amusement Park in Ohio.
I don't know if you should say Kings, Paige.
Shouldn't do it. Give it a couple days.
Okay.
All right, well, go ahead.
This amusement park in Ohio is dealing with some problems, and they have so many cicadas that people are warned about them, and they're told to shut their mouths, keep them sealed while riding the roller coasters.
Yeah, people are afraid of them, but they do not bite. They just come up from the ground to hook up, and they go back down.
Make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah. Loud as piss.
Is that them alerting other cicadas that they're horny, or is that their end of sex sound?
That's their mating call.
God dang it. I got to switch it up now. Yeah, like there are millions of them just in the South. Millions.
Millions of what?
Cicadas that are about to hook up.
For those of you who don't know, cicadas are these little pests that, I don't know, it reminds me of pestilence. Which, if you read about in the Bible, were locusts. What's weird is that I once visited a church called Locust Hill Church. I'm like,
oh yeah, there's like locust groves everywhere, locust hills.
Locust, but that's a sign of bad. I thought, Paige, you were saying.
Well, the swarms are so dense that people are warned to keep their mouth shut while riding the roller coasters.
Yikes.
Because you might get a mouthful of bugs. Mm.
You know, I saw a young girl on a, when I say young, I mean.
I know what you mean.
Teenager.
I'm winking at you with my pocket protector.
Maybe early 20s, hard to tell. I think she would have been over 18 because it was on the internet. It was one of them slingshot rides.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the fuck.
What?
God almighty. Every day at this point.
Man, hold on. I feel like I just had a slight little...
I tell you, man, I don't know, like... I don't know what that is. I tried to figure it out the other day, and I'm like, I can't.
It's called being comfortable.
You get so excited.
Amongst friends. I should go back to not liking y'all, and then it would be easier to not say bad words. But this freaking girl, she's getting slung up in the... wherever she's at, Beach City, USA, and a freaking seagull... pops her right in the chest.
Ow.
And like literally hits her right in the chest. And
at a high rate of speed, too.
Very much. Well, no, she is looking down and realizes it's a bird and grabs the bird and throws it off her while they're still around.
Crazy. You know they fly out of their top slot. That's why they put those up there.
I tell you what. I think the fun is just to go watch the operator doing the thing because they all screw with them now. They're like, oh, okay, we're going to go on three. Ready? One, two. Like, they don't want you to be ready. I think that's against safety regulations, but it's fun at the time.
I remember one ride at the fair. I was good going forward, but when we went backwards, I was getting kind of sick.
You didn't want to go backwards.
I didn't want. I couldn't. I was like, ooh.
Do you think people would like cicadas more if they sounded like this when they come out of the ground?
If they sound like cicada?
Yeah.
If they're cicadas, yeah.
It's like, oh, everybody come up.
Like, I literally think of him when I hear cicada. I think of him before I do little crickets or whatever.
Dummy.
Can you fish with that? Someone's asking on the TLCMotors.com text line.
If they make good bait.
Can you fish with cicadas?
Oh, I don't know.
Wow, good Al Pacino.
Because a fish would be like... Ooh, I don't know.
Ooh.
And y'all so
is
loud.
That good bait?
In the water, it sounds so loud.
Come here, fishy. Yeah. I don't know if the fish would like that. Would you know what it was if you're a fish?
Well, sure. I mean,
like, I mean
they'll eat
good.
Anything floating on top, right?
Carp will, for sure.
They eat carp eat everything on the bottom.
They'll eat shit, for real.
You are a fool.
Oh, I'm the bad guy now.
What the hell? Stop.
We'll get on that one.
Stop.
We're both going to get called in now.
I don't like this meeting.
Oh, God.
So I had to cut my vacation short.
Golly, bummer. Wow. That moment was like suspended in time. Like, that was like, whoa.
That's at least going to be a Zoom, right?
Jeez Louise.
The last meeting took an hour. Jeez.
Well,
I had to even it up.
Well, you're stuck on 385.
That is true.
Right. I was.
Paige, that sure. was that was good. That was really good.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Both of you.
More. A pre-thank you, Fat Boy for Sports.
We got an update. We got a big update. Talking about Johnny Rocker and Patrick Mahomes.
Who cares?
Excuse me, Pat Mahomes, yeah. Senior. We got an update on what's going on.
Who? I mean, do you care? Like, everybody now knows it was staged. They came out and said, yeah, it was a Barstool or whoever trying to organize.
I care about the concept.
That now, well, would you had watched the Elon Musk Zuckerberg boxing match?
No.
Yeah, I would have watched that one.
Paid to watch it?
No. Yeah. But I wouldn't have had to. I would have found a way to stream it without it.
Do you still get your files from Russia, or have you moved on to another country?
Well, you can't trust either one.
I was going to say, like, during that time, Russians were the ones giving us free movies. I'm like,
he still has his Fire Stick jailbroken.
So, oh, my God. Remember when that was the thing where nobody could figure out how anything worked?
I know.
Stupid. So people go to the jockey lot and buy the IPTV, which I got 1,000 channels. And like, okay, sure you do.
It's like, well, I got one of the video games for Christmas that came with 500 games on it. They maybe had one level. It was like a sampler. You'd play it like Sears or something.
Give me my repos, man. My repos ain't working.
Yeah.
Hack my stick.
All right, so an update on Rocker Mahomes 1. We'll find out about that next. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. There are not any good this day in sports history, so.
None?
No. I mean, it's all... It's all golf related because it's all, you know, we just came off the U.S. Open.
Golf.
Which was not exciting. There weren't really any names, you know, vying for the title. Plus, I like golf, but I get really pissed when it interrupts my local news. And from Thursday on.
Why not hop over to the internet to see if there's anything breaking?
I can't do it from just like. You're so and they funny. won't broadcast it on the internet if it's not on the TV, which sucks. But the golf would be on from like 3 to 8. Thursday through Sunday, I'm like, stop it.
That's an interesting point. Like, who decides if the news is breaking enough to break in locally?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, is that like their Mark Hendricks? Yeah, go ahead and interrupt 227.
Let's do it right now. I guess NBC said the hell with the local news and affiliates.
They I guess so.
Want to show a terrible golf tournament, which, you know, a lot of people didn't make the cut that you'd want to watch anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Mahomes, Rocker, it's not going to happen. It was supposed to happen in April, but it's not going to get rescheduled because, according to Portnoy, still Presidente, the Mahomes family made sure it was not going to happen.
He probably did. His son came to him and said, Dad, how much do you need?
I mean, really. Like, look.
Now you're going to need to sign these papers that say that you will change your name now. I know that I'm a junior, but I need you to change your name, Dad.
I feel like nobody would say this in the Mahomes family, and this is from the outside looking in.
Yeah, I have no idea what his relationship is with his dad. Other
it's
than,
good.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. But he should say, like, you're kind of embarrassing me.
Yeah, I thought they were maybe, like, estranged after that.
Well, at first, dad got a DUI. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Now you got this fight thing. You know, Patrick probably had to sit him down and say, look, I'm loaded. Got a lot of money.
Yeah.
You relax. You go to the games. You know, hang out. But, like, quit trying to embarrass me.
Right. Who should he act like? Like, who's a good sports parent that, you know, they didn't over inject themselves?
I know I'm missing it. I know I am.
I can't think of one off the top of my head either that doesn't involve, because usually you know the ones that are really bad.
Yeah.
That, like, true. Overextend themselves, like the balls of the world.
Yeah, yeah. I can't think of any. What's the quarterback?
Kerry Collins.
Nah, his famous relationship with his dad was not good. That's the one everybody looks to first. Who was it? Dang it. Was it Marinovich?
Aaron Rodgers?
Was it Marinovich? Was
Todd, it? Yeah, was from the hot tub thing.
Yeah,
Todd Marinovich.
It might have been.
From the Packers.
Packers. Yeah, that relationship wasn't good. So this ain't going to happen. Portnoy did say he would look for somebody two people that equally hate each other.
I bet you they could talk Canseco into getting in the ring and beating up somebody. Like, he always struck me as someone who, he never struck me, thank God, but he struck me as someone who would always fight if needed.
Who would take that fight? It would have to be a big guarantee because Jose's ripped still.
I'd like to see him and Big Mac, Mark McGuire, go head to head.
Oh, Big Mac, I think, is still big, right? He's coaching.
Yeah.
Canseco's daughter.
Didn't he have a kid? Okay. One of them has a kid that's.
Yeah, she dated somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe he fights whoever that was. I'm going to find that out.
Like, maybe they script and say, you know, your son broke my daughter's heart, so I'd like to kick your ass for charity. Some kind of. You gotta script it a little bit.
It was Johnny Football.
Manziel.
Yeah. Ooh, that wouldn't be good.
No.
Manziel would have to get back on drugs again, like, and get on a real, like, tweaking bender.
Yeah.
To have a chance.
That ESPN thing, I feel like he's on the up and up now, unless that was, like, one of those paid things.
Yeah, he really is. It was interesting to hear him talk about how he got that money, though, in the hotel.
Yeah.
That was cool. The guy gave him the combination of the safe after he signed everything. Then it was 30 G's.
Yeah. I mean, they're very coy. I remember the first time, it was actually a guy we went to church with. They made it. It was a big thing. Clemson, South Carolina tickets. This 1-3 year period, they're like, you cannot sell them for more than face value. That is illegal. Yeah. You're a scalper. They even, you know, so people would sell a can of Budweiser for $150, but the tickets would be taped to the can. So, like, yeah. I love loopholes unless I'm on the wrong end of them.
Genius, what we had it here.
All right, thank you.
I always love that example.
It's just great. It was great. I don't even know if it was true or not, but he said he happened. Keith Grice.
Legally, it was true.
All right. We will we'll take a break and come back. There's so much to talk about, at least floating around in my head, and something we were talking about earlier. And I want to present it with, like, as a cautionary tale, but at the same time, like, I really kind of mean it.
Yeah, a lot of questions. Some questions.
Like, I'll just, here's the fun tease that will win us a Star Award or some kind of major award, is that it should not be a hobby for an actor to go and be a crime fighter on the side when you have amateur crime fighters doing it too. And then all of a sudden, this world's going to be full of amateur crime fighters.
Don't muddy the waters.
That was awful. That
was a little wordy, but
that was too much.
I think people got it, though.
What did you take from that, Paige?
Amateur crime fighters that aren't professionals?
Yeah.
I think it's dangerous, kind of.
Yeah, like celebrities, like, shouldn't be jumping online pretending to be a 12-year-old boy.
No.
In the eyes of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. I don't like it. I don't think it's right. I think that crap keeps it alive. Is that a good one?
That's a good one.
Okay, we'll go with that one. Good morning, everyone.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.